Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. Let's take a look at the faith factor as we get closer to Tuesday's official election day.
God is good!
The votes are starting to come in. You got to get out and vote. And Catholics, you got to vote for me.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump making their final pitches to voters before Tuesday's official election day. Both candidates are targeting the religious vote. So where do people of faith fall? Catholics make up 23% of the U.S. population, but polls differ on how they will vote for president. It's pretty much a toss-up. Evangelicals lean Republican, but pollster George Barna says many may stay home.
Evangelicals, Christians have to get out and vote.
Black Protestants solidly back the vice president.
We all know that the church has always been a cornerstone of America's democracy.
As for the Jewish vote, the editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider, Josh Krashauer, says Jewish Americans have always been solidly Democratic.
But Republicans are quite optimistic that they're going to be able to make some inroads, especially among affiliated Jewish voters, more observant Jewish voters, especially in some of the key battleground states. Trump won about 30%, according to exit polls, of the Jewish vote across the country in 2020. There's reason to expect Trump and certainly other Republican candidates to maybe add a few points to that total, with Harris hitting maybe the mid-60s as a reasonable estimate of where she performs. But there's a lot of concern in the Jewish community about the Democratic Party's lack of outspoken, stalwart support for Israel. And there's been concern less so with the White House, but more with some of the more left-wing Democratic candidates and lawmakers about their inattentiveness and insensitivity and frankly, indulgence of anti-Semitism in many high-profile cases. And that's been something that a lot of Jewish voters have been paying attention to, especially since October 7th, and could lead to a movement towards Republicans in some key races, including the presidential contest. But I don't expect any dramatic shifts. I think it may be slight inroads for the Republicans. But the real battle is taking place within the Democratic Party between the more moderate mainstream faction of the party, which has been the dominant force for so long, and some of these very left-wing squad-oriented forces that are not supportive of Israel and are tolerant of anti-Semitism.
The Muslim vote has been a staple of the Democratic Party, but this year some Arab American voters may switch parties, also as an objection to the Biden-Harris Middle East policy. The Pew Research Center's Greg Smith, meanwhile, says another factor are those who say they are no particular religion at all.
People who say they have no religion, who aren't especially religious, are growing within both partisan coalitions. But that's especially happening very quickly within the Democratic Party. There's big growth of those who say they have no religion among Democrats and a decline in the share of Democrats who describe themselves as Christians. The change happening within the Republican Party is much slower.
And that's a look at the Week in Religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.